Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. Welcome to Real WW Talk. It's the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. There's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, we're continuing our fundamentals, and today's fundamental is on liquids and hydration. What we drink matters when we want to lose weight or maintain a healthy lifestyle. So we're going to cover smoothies, alcohol, coffee drinks, and more. Are you ready? Let's talk. Welcome back to Real WW Talk. I'm Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies, it's been
happy February. Best month of all.
Of course. How can we forget?
Ricky is so ready. Oh, is that why she pretends to be stupid?
Yeah, she's like, what's so exciting about February? February.
Ricky, would you like to tell us?
It's actually the month I was born.
What? Is your birthday also the 1st through the 29th? Because it's a leap year.
It is. I get an extra day in my birthday month this year.
Look at that.
Well, happy birthday, Ricky.
Thank you.
Well, she's got time.
No, she's claiming the whole month. She's claiming the whole month.
The whole month. Yes. So Ricky's birth month, which we're all very grateful for. We've made it through the first month of the year, which is astounding. Yes. Last week, we set goals in our fundamentals of activity to do what it begins with a P. What's it called? Pilates. I got ready to say Peloton, and I was like,
Erin, did you buy a Peloton?
Hang on. Nope. I did not. I still have my Peloton. Did everybody do? I did my Pilates and it felt good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine, surprisingly, I had never done it before. So I got over myself and said, let me go ahead and see what happens. And I was pleasantly surprised that it was not as bad as I thought it would be.
No, because you're laying down for most of it. Really? Yeah. Is it that hard? No, it should be. I mean, it's core strength, Ricky, like you talked about last time, it's core strength and core control. But really, you're still laying down on the ground. Yeah. I think that's my sweet spot for activity.
Yeah. What it got me was, I don't know if you remember or you've heard at the gyms, they've had machines like Pilates machines. I think that scared me. But
the reformers.
It's not as bad. It's don't be afraid. Come over to the dark side. And if you have a Peloton, start with a 5-minute class. You'll be okay.
Yeah. You'll be okay. Yeah. I wanted to shout out to a couple of people in the Real WW Talk Facebook group who have just left some nice little things that I thought I would pass along. Karen, she was sharing how the Facebook group, Real WW Talk Facebook group, helped save her some money. Mm. She said, after seeing some of the posts here, I just reached out to a WW rep and was able to change my plan to the current $10 a month for 10 months. So thank you all. Look at that. Awesome.
Save some
money.
Not only do you get good nuggets of wisdom, you save some money.
And then Betty shared a picture of the snack
that she was eating. She's committed to her goals. And she had a whole wheat English muffin spread Ooh. With a wedge of Laughing Cow cheese, and then half of a pear was chopped up on top of it. And that was a 3-point snack.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I love that. I just love being in our group because I come away with, I mean, there's all kinds of things, whether you need accountability from somebody, you need a little snack idea, people posting their meals. Somebody else put in, it's the first time that they had ever cooked a chicken inside of their Dutch oven. They're like, I just need to show people because it's so beautiful. And I was like, this chicken looked gorgeous. And I hope she saved the carcass.
I was going to say, Aaron's first thought was, look what's under that meat. Ooh, look what's under that meat.
Like, look at them bones.
Give it you.
Let me have at it. I love it. But we would love to invite you to join over the Real WW Talk community. We've got a lot of people who will then discuss the episodes that we're doing, including this one. So we always want you to feel welcome. So join us there. We're also on Instagram and YouTube and the podcast.
Connect.
Yes. Everywhere. So come join us. So we've been talking about the fundamentals, because these are things that if you were seasoned people like Candace and Ricky, or salty old dogs like me. Okay.
Thank you. She got it right this time.
Yeah, got it right. Things that we can, you know, just refresh ourselves with. And if you're brand new, then these can just kind of help trigger some thoughts and some fundamentals, the things around those fundamentals. So if you go back to two episodes ago, we did tracking. Mm-hmm. Last week we talked about activity. And then I thought this week we would talk about liquids. Mm-hmm. And I specifically say liquids, because there's so many things that go underneath of that, not just water. I mean, if you think about, there's Coke and Diet Coke and coffee and tea and smoothies and alcohol. There's all kinds of stuff. And so maybe we would just kind of
coffee.
We would do the umbrella, because there's also some liquid controversy as well, especially when we think about smoothies in the WW world. And do you track the points in the smoothies? Because they say that you should. So lots of different thoughts and philosophy. So ding, when you guys think about liquids or drinks, what do you think about? Are you thinking about coffee? You think about water?
I'm always thinking about the ones that would cost me points, because I'm trying to find ways to alternatives that I can handle and deal with to still feel satisfied and not deprived. Mm-hmm. Coffee is probably a big one for me, because I didn't start off a big coffee drinker, and then I had a kid and then I became a coffee drinker. and I realized the statement is true that coffee itself is 0 points, but the thing that I enjoy about coffee is the creamer and the syrups and stuff that is not 0 points. Mm-hmm. So trying to find healthy alternatives or alternatives that I can handle has been it's been a bit daunting. Because the ones that I really like, are not the best point wise. And so I choose to count those things. Some people I know don't, but I feel like you can really go down a slippery slope with coffee and the things that we add to it. So for me, I have to like measure out the different things that I put to make my coffee the way that I like it.
What does that look like for you?
My new obsession is, I know that it's something people have known about, but I like the nut pods. I like the oat version of them with there's one that's a cinnamon swirl. I've learned you can have 5 tablespoons, which may seem like a lot, for 1 point. So for those who don't like a black coffee, I can add several tablespoons. And then I have, Aaron, you actually gifted me some of
Miss Skinny or something like that.
It's like a sugar-free syrup. And I only use like a tablespoon or half a tablespoon. And it, of course, it's not as great as a Starbucks drink that's a Frappuccino with like the everything else in it, but it does a trick for me now. That's my favorite right now. So 1 point coffee.
Okay. How about you, Ricky?
Well, I'm also a big coffee fan, but I used to love soda let me take that back. I loved Diet Coke. So I was a Diet Coke person. I was never a regular soda person, so I didn't worry about calories necessarily from that. And it was kind of a relief to be like, oh, this is 0 calories. But As I started to have, you know, acid reflux problems, I had to get rid of the Diet Coke. And, you know, a lot has come out about there's negative things about what's in Diet Coke. But with the resurgence of things like Poppy and all these like probiotic, prebiotic sodas, I've kind of tried to reintegrate that into my drinks. And I still do have to worry about the carbonation, but it feels like, okay, at least I'm putting something in my body that's not completely unnatural, you know, like, so yeah, I've started to like get back into those, and it's nice to know that they don't have too many points, but I do have to find that balance, because I'm a regular coffee drinker of coffee every morning, and it does cost me points. So it's like, I'm going to have that. I don't always want to have a pointed drink at the end of the day, even if it's just 2 or 3 points. I sometimes have to just make that balance.
Mm-hmm. When I think about like liquid / hydration, water is usually my first. And then coffee. I remember when I first started with WW, I was like, oh my gosh, how many points for, you know, creamer and such? And I was like, no way. I'm not spending points on this. And so I actually somehow managed to train my taste buds to enjoy black coffee. Mm-hmm. And so I actually enjoy black coffee now. And I realized for me, when I put creamers, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't do Weight Watchers because I don't enjoy creamers and other things, right? That's a problem for me. When I drink them, I find that it makes me more hungry throughout the day. Okay. And want more delicious things. But I do enjoy them definitely as a treat. I tend to drink more tea, unsweetened tea, but I get different flavors. I love Celestial Seasonings. I like their cinnamon apple. And there's another one. Oh, gosh. It's not the one with the buffalo, because that's got gluten in it. It's the other one. It's like a dark roast type of taste. So good. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I live. And then, of course, I've spoken about this recently, about my Coke Zero habit. Mm-hmm. And my ginger ale zero. Like, mm-hmm. I have to break those, because those, it triggers in my brain that when I eat those, when I drink those kinds of things, I need to have certain foods associated with it. And it's like my brain draws this correlation, and it will not let up until I get the burger and the fries. That's really mm-hmm. what it is. Like, if I have that drink with burger and fries, and if I have it by itself, it's like, where are the burger and fries? You need the burger and fries. Well, I don't have the burger and fries. It could be 2 days later, where are the burger and fries? Like, it just doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. So I have been on a soda fast, soda sobriety, what have you. Friday nights, though, at my parents, I go to my parents' house for dinner with my brother, and my mom has a little tiny can of the ginger ale zero.
That's cute.
So I'll have the tiny can of ginger ale zero.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I've been really trying to focus on the water and the tea. How are you guys with drinking water? Do you drink it plain, or do you need to have it, you know, zhuzhed with other things?
I was just about to ask you. I was going to say, are you a water purist? Because I am a sparkling, like, water-aholic. Like, I like the bubbles. Give me all the bubbles. I actually have this here that has the sparkling water mountain. Like, I found it once. And if I don't have it in just a pure form, I like the Spindrifts and stuff that have, like, mm-hmm. where there's no sugar and no artificial sweeteners either. It's just like an essence of a flavor, but it's a sparkling water. That's just my favorite. So what about you? Are you guys like pure? I just want pure water, nothing in it. Mm-hmm. Or do you want the bubbles?
I love plain water, still water. I don't mind sparkling water with flavor, not plain sparkling water, but that I consider a treat. Like, that's maybe not a treat, but something I have with a meal. It's not something, if I'm thirsty, I just want water. I don't want it to be too cold. I like room temperature water, and I drink a lot of it. And that's never, thankfully, been a problem for me. I love plain water. I love drinking it.
Do you feel like you have to add like lemon? You, some people add like a little lemon or lime. No,
I prefer it without. Yeah. I just give me all the water.
Plain water. Yeah. I'm pretty much a straight water person because the minute I start introducing new things into it, it triggers my hunger cravings for some
even
reason.
Like fruit. Cause you've heard of the people who put like blackberries or like, you know, different.
Yep.
Cucumber, all the stuff that triggers it for you too.
For some reason, any type of food in there makes me want more food. I don't know what it is. I do like the sparkling waters on occasion. Those have actually what I've been drinking to help me cut the sweet diet soda stuff. Mm-hmm. Those have been kind of bridging the gap to get me now to just water. I will say that I call it like a treat water is lemon juice with peppermint extract, which is an old Baltimore. We call it the lemon stick, where we used to take, you cut a lemon in half and then you would take a King's peppermint stick, which was like this really airy type of peppermint, and you'd squeeze the lemon and you would suck the lemon juice up through the peppermint stick. And it's, you get a little bit of, you get the hit of the sour. It mixes with the sweet and the peppermint.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh. I remember sitting at my grandmother's house on the back porch with my cousins and we'd all be going to town doing that. So like squeezing lemon into the water, putting a little bit of peppermint extract, to me, that's a summer water treat. And I just had some the other day because I was like, I needed to make my brain think happy thoughts.
That actually sounds really good. You mentioned that when the three of us got together for something, you talked about that. Sounds really good.
I'll have to make you guys, I'll make you a peppermint stick. I'll make you a lemon peppermint stick drink.
Our Valentine's.
That's wonderful. I'm there for it.
Look, it always comes back to a little bit of mint, doesn't it?
I was waiting. She's like, see, this is a little bit of peppermint.
A little bit of mint.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that that's great because everybody likes their water and does the plan differently when it comes to our beverages and what we can do. And I thought that what you brought up earlier when you were doing the intro and kind of setting this up when we were talking about smoothies, that's another really big topic. And I have been loving my smoothies recently and experimenting with different things to throw into it. As you know, I'm a fan of the vegetables and putting like spinach and kale, which sounds horrible, but it really doesn't have a taste, with like the berries and bananas and different things. Are you all true Weight Watcher purists, I guess, who are going to count the points for a smoothie? Because from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, if the fruits and vegetables that are placed into a smoothie are blended, they are no longer 0 points. Mm-hmm. So those things that you're used to being zero all the time suddenly become pointed because of the way that your body digests
these
fruits or vegetables.
Because blender has already done the work for you.
Right.
And the way that it goes into you and your bloodstream, it hits faster than if you were to chew it yourself. That's the WW thinking behind it, or the science that WWW seen, I should say.
But I love what Noelle, I remember one of our old leaders, this was a topic that was brought up and a new member had heard about it and was like, what do you mean that a smoothie would have points because I only put things that were zero? And she said, for as long as you're losing, I mean, she said, it's not the official Weight Watchers, you know, statement, but for as long as it's working for you, I would say revisit if you want to count if you stop losing. Are you all kind of in that camp? Or are you like, no, I know that what the science says and I'm going to count points for it right now?
I mean, I think I would initially track it just because, I mean, if it's something I'm eating, it's taking up space in my stomach. it's something that I'm not working to chew. And, you know, if it's filling and I would have had a meal anyway, I'd be tracking that. So why not? Like, my kind of thing about smoothies is I do like them, but it's very time consuming to make. I think about the cleanup of them and it's a lot to do for something that's pointed. So I wonder if anyone can relate to feeling like this is a lot of work to do for something that, you know, yes, it has a lot of nutrients in it, but would I be better off just heating up a packet of broccoli or like something? I don't know. Have you guys ever had that thought? I know, Candace, you're like big into smoothies, but it's a lot of work.
I see. I don't feel like it's a lot of work to me.
You don't?
No, okay. I feel like it's pretty like plop, 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 plop.
Because I just throw it in the dishwasher. Like, and I don't know if that's good or, I mean, I'm with the different things. I hear what you're saying, Ricky, maybe to kind of get the thing.
Put your Vitamix in the dishwasher?
I have. I probably shouldn't, but I have done that.
And I didn't know you could.
For the past like 10 years, it hasn't done
anything. I mean, that's pretty impressive. I've always known that you're supposed, like, you know, the trick with a dish, like a drop of dish soap and water in it. And it's like, that's gets the stuff out pretty well. But I've never put mine in the dishwasher. I think that's my biggest deterrent, which is not, I mean, it's silly. I know saying it out loud, like it's not that much work, but I think about, oh, chopping this and doing like, and again, if you have frozen fruit, it's not that bad.
Well, yeah. You know, another thing that we could think about too, and I haven't done this except for one recipe, and it's called the Glowing Green Smoothie by Kimberly Snyder. Do you guys remember this? Do you remember this recipe that was like the thing with all the stars years ago? This is back when I was in my raw food days. It's actually a very good smoothie recipe, but it's spinach and romaine, an apple, a pear. I forget there's a water, like it doesn't, there's no protein powders. It's basically instead of drinking a juice, you're doing this as a smoothie. So you're still getting all the fiber in it. It fills up that full Vitamix container and then you can drink it over a couple of days. It's good for 3 days. So you're doing it in advance.
Okay.
I've always done one at a time. I've never made my smoothies like far in advance other than this particular thing.
Well, cause my concern with smoothies a lot of times is all the ingredients I have to buy. I'm a once a week grocery person. Like, and that's hard with fresh produce. Like sometimes things go bad after a few days. So with the ingredients for smoothies, especially like the lettuces and things, I'm like, well, once I open the bag up, if it's a bag, or once I start cutting into it, I feel like it goes bad the next day. And then it's like, well, I don't have this ingredient. And I don't know if you guys can relate to that, but Erin, you were saying you're like, I like that idea of making a smoothie that you can keep over a couple of days. Yep. So it doesn't feel like you're wasting the fresh produce.
And don't forget, I mean, I know we talked about frozen, but seriously, what changed my life is David, my husband, was so confused. He's like, why do you keep buying spinach and all this stuff for your smoothies? He's like, why don't you just get frozen spinach? Because you can just, I was like, because it's frozen. And he said, but that would work fine. Like, smoothies are cold. Like, I mean, unless you're making a warm smoothie, it's not going to hurt it that it's frozen kale. And my mind was just like, David, whoa.
I don't think, yeah. Because I
can portion it out. You can pour out half a cup and then put it in there. And you're not having to worry about it go bad.
No, that's a great idea. I will have to call that.
Downshiftology is her name. She's got a website, downshiftology.com. Lisa Bryan. I love following her stuff on YouTube. She has these incredible videos. She will make up packets ahead of time to be able to make for smoothies. So she'll put the banana, she'll put some strawberries, she'll put the kale, she'll put the spinach. And then all she has to do is add, if she doesn't use protein powders, but she will sometimes add nut butters or flax seeds. Mm-hmm. All of that will happen, you know, on the day of. I will tell you that when I do make smoothies, I will track in the tracker, like I'll write everything out. And I will account for any protein powders or if I add a nut butter, anything that would have points, anything that would traditionally have points, I will count, but not blended points, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I also like to use frozen cauliflower and frozen zucchini because they definitely do not add any flavor. Mm-hmm. But when I'm trying to lower the glycemic load from it, those are things that help bulk it up, don't add taste, and make it less sweet. So I'm not, I feel it's so weird. I feel like I'm like one of the only people in the world, and I know that I'm not, who can eat, you know, a smoothie with 25 grams of protein and 30 minutes later want to sit down and eat a full English breakfast. I don't know what it is. It just makes me so hungry afterwards.
But, you know, Erin, I'm very similar to you, how you were talking about with the coffee and you were able to kind of wean out and you don't really need any of this stuff. For me, I've been able to do that with smoothies and the fruit portion. Like I've been able to make it where it's real heavy on the veggie and maybe some chia seeds. And I actually, post-cancer, one of the things that they're big on, Brazil nuts, like anything that I wouldn't normally just, you know, I don't love nuts, so I don't want to eat. I'll throw it into the smoothie and it's just a way for me to kind of get a really big nutrient boost. And I've been able to train my palate to not need a lot of banana or not a mango and all of those different things that kind of give it that sweetness. So I think that that's also been a good thing, but it also brought me, it makes me think about another question. Cause I was at Whole Foods, which is, I feel like I'm there a lot and it's why I have no money because we know it's a whole paycheck. And I really can just go somewhere else, but have you ever fallen for these juices? Because they have the person who's giving out the samples and he's like, oh, try this. It's no sugar added, but it's apple, you know, spinach, blah, 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 juiced. And it's really good for you. I put it in the points tracker just to see the bottle that he was going to give that was maybe 12 ounces was like 18 points. Because of the sugar. It was just, you know, even though there was no added sugar, there's still sugar that's naturally there. Do you all tend to stay away from things like that, or do you feel it's worth the points? Those types of natural juices that you see?
I personally stay away from, again, because even though it's fructose,
right,
which has a different glycemic load than a glucose or a different type of sugar, for me, when it goes inside, it still triggers, I want more food. Mm-hmm. I prefer to mix my fruit juices with my vegetable juices. I used to have a juicer. Ricky, I think we both were kind of doing this at the same time, juicing, right? Where I was juicing cucumber and celery, and then I added a little bit of apple to take some of the edge off. That was okay for me. But now I prefer to do, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that as a smoothie.
Okay.
So I've got the fiber in with it.
I was going to say, what do you do with all the extra pulp?
I know. Well, you can make crackers. If you have a dehydrator, you can.
I think I ended up, unfortunately, throwing it away when I was juicing. And I know that's a huge waste. But juicing is, I mean, you want to talk about work. I mean, because I did get a very inexpensive juicer this past summer. But before that I was using cheesecloth, and I mean, it's a lot of work for a little bit of product. And the, you know, what's in it is very nutritious. I was doing celery juice because that helps with, you know, some stomach things and your digestive system. But, it was a lot of work for a little bit of product, and not to say that it's something you shouldn't do, but you just have to keep in mind. I'd love to know things that I could have done with the pulp and all that stuff, because it is a lot. You don't want to waste that. That's food.
And leave it to all those influencers online who make it look like it's so easy and it's so beautiful. And they have like this big gallons of this beautiful, vibrant green juice. And you're like, I'm going to buy that. And you're in your kitchen like, this exploded. You know, I forgot I needed to peel that.
I had that happen with the cheesecloth. You have to be very gentle. It was like green stuff.
Everybody's like, oh no. Well, you shouldn't need cheesecloth if you're using the juicer.
Well, I have that now, but before I had the juicer.
Tip, there is a thing that you can get on Amazon. You can probably find them in your health food stores. They're called a nut milk bag. It is a mesh bag. So if you need to squeeze out, you know, extra juice from pulp, or it's really made if you're making your own almond milk, your own nut milks, it squeezes the you know, the milk from the nut. So people are like, well, how do you milk a nut? That's how.
I actually saw that. I saw somebody, that's a whole nother thing, but I saw somebody make oat milk. I mean, and it was so, I was like, well, that's just easy. Like, why don't I just do that?
I haven't done it. I did a couple months ago. I actually made it because I was determined that I wasn't going to go buy more things because, you know, it's got all kinds of different additives in it.
Yep.
I will say that oat milk, I think, it's a touch better when it's bought in the store because it needs some enzymes to break down that slime.
Yeah.
You know, I hate saying slime.
I know what you mean, though.
But, you know, when you make oats, right, when you make oat cereal, it gets that Yeah. You know, it's that kind of that gluey thing. But I will say making it in the summertime as a part of an iced latte, next level. Incredible.
Are you guys similar to me though? Because I saw somebody, I think on TikTok or Instagram, somebody who made the oat milk and you save it because you swear you're going to do it, right? Like I have so many things saved.
Oh yeah.
Social media. I mean, recipes for drinks and low point coffees and all this stuff. I have yet. Yeah. I need to just go ahead and just not lying to myself and thinking that I'm going to make it. But that was one that I recently saved was that oat milk. Are you guys like me? Do you all please tell me I'm not alone in having all these save recipes that you've never made?
I save things all the time. And I'd say like maybe like 10% of the things I've saved, I do go back and do, but like 10%.
Okay. I feel less alone. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, I don't want to end without addressing alcohol. With drinky drinks, drinks with fire. I want to address that because I know we have a lot of people who drink alcohol. And I know that we don't drink it as much. And Candace definitely not now.
I can't drink it anymore.
But. Right. But let us not forget the time that that Ricky and I piled in the car and drove to West Virginia to the Aldi in West Virginia
to get the good stuff.
Load up a grocery cart and they asked us, they're like, you must be from Maryland. And we're like, we are.
I still have some of those bottles. I'm pretty sure they're expired. But
you can talk about the waters from what I remember. I mean, you have a lot of those low point seltzers that people tend to, the hard seltzers that people tend to like. I don't know what all the rage is now because I can't drink it and I'm jealous. But
well, I feel like the rage now is mocktails. I mean, and maybe it's just my person, you know, when you get to TikTok or whatever it is, it's customized to you. So maybe it's because I've been watching those, but I've seen a lot of people talk about mocktails and I like to have a drink every now and then. For me, my favorite things to have are like, I love a mimosa if I'm out at brunch or a margarita if I'm at a Mexican restaurant. But for me, like it's maybe once a month, but I have been embracing the mocktails. There's a lot of great brands. I was telling the girls, I went to a grocery store called Sprouts that opened up and it's an organic grocery store. And there were so many options for mocktails. I got a couple margarita ones, again, zero proof, no alcohol. So I think there's a lot of options out there because there's a lot of studies, you know, whether you choose to drink or not about the, you know, effects of regularly drinking. So it's nice to have those options.
Yeah. But I know like a glass of wine, a few glasses of red wine, glass of white wine. I mean, I think those are all pretty points. It seems like they're points friendly to me. Unless you're like, you know what? I want to write white Russian. I'm going to do the white Russian. I'm going to spend 20. I would do a mudslide. I'm going to do 30 points.
White Russian.
Huh?
What's a white Russian?
It's got like, I think it's got like whipped egg white. And all I know, it's a little bit of a higher point.
Okay. Like, I know there was one that was like so incredibly good because it almost had an eggnog feel, like a rum chata or something.
Yeah. Oh, rum chata.
Still miss. Oh,
do you remember chocolate wine?
Mrs. Can you please find me a mocktail for that? I need a mocktail chocolate.
Now I feel so. We did an espresso mocktail.
Yeah,
right. That you had found, Ricky.
I found that at Total Wine, and it was zero, you know, zero proof, so no alcohol. And I think it was pretty good for that. It had a little bit of a bite to it that felt like, you know, you would feel a cocktail had.
Yeah, because it had that nitro. It was
That's how you know you have good friends, because I'm sure they would have done the other version. But for me, they were like, you poor breast cancer survivor, we're going to bring you over some chocolate mocktails. So you don't feel left out.
Indigestion and like stomach acid stuff, I don't enjoy drinking. And not that I was ever a heavy drinker. It just doesn't feel good. Like, it's nice to have one every now and then. And it doesn't bother me when I do. But if it started to bother me again, I would give it up in a heartbeat.
Yeah. You know? Every now and then I enjoy a hard cider. And those can anywhere between like 5 and 9 points. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I enjoy sleeping. And they've been disrupting my sleep. And I'm like, everybody appreciates when I don't, so that I wake up refreshed and well-rested and kind to them.
But I think to bring it full circle, I think that the same things that we talked about when it comes to coffee probably relate to alcohol too. Cause usually the alcohol itself, like if you just have a shot of vodka or a shot of this,
right,
it's probably lower point. It's the sugars and stuff that you add to it to make it not taste like alcohol. You know, is really getting you. The same thing with coffee.
While you guys are doing that, I'm just looking up right now to see what I'm looking up vodka. Yeah. 1.5 ounce is four. It's 4 points. And that's my point. If you go with Tito's handmade vodka, one shot is 3.
Yeah.
I didn't know vodka had points. I don't know why I thought it didn't.
Oh, no, it does. And I laugh because when we used to drink together, I'd get pina coladas and he's like, let me just get a shot of something to put here. It's the nastiest. I mean, I was like, what is the point? He's like, I don't want all that sugar and stuff in there. He just wanted it hard. I don't know.
And 3 points for if you did tequila, like 1.5 fluid ounces, which is pretty
with
much
nothing in it.
Well, I mean, you're not going to do a shot of tequila. I mean, well, you might do a shot of tequila. That's 3 points. So I will say, we talked about this several episodes ago, but if you wanted a non-alcoholic version, I saw these at Home Goods. It's a brand called Ritual, and they have tequila, which is what I – do you remember I got that? And everybody tried a little bit of it.
Spicy.
Yeah, that one was definitely – it had a spicy kick on the end. Ricky, no, like
you brought – that's something that you brought for me?
No, you guys came to my house and you had it.
I was trying to remember because you all left some stuff. I was like, is that the one that you all
made the margaritas.
Okay.
They were spicy.
Yep. And I used the skinny mix. I've realized what I like about margaritas is I like salted glasses. I like the salt on the rim.
And I like the lime. I think that's a good, if you know what you like about the drink, it's easier to say, do I need everything that's in this drink? Or
I think that's a really good point. And I made for us when we did, was that the breakfast? I brewed some of the Celestial Seasoning cinnamon apple tea.
And diet ginger ale.
Diet ginger ale. Mm-hmm. But I coated the rim of the glasses in maple syrup and then did coconut sugar and cinnamon and the glasses in that. And that, I think when you do the rim of the glass, that feels like the mocktail. That's what really, to me, feels really special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, Erin, that was, and it's something that it reminds me whenever you do things like that, when we come over, you and Ricky both have a lot of little secret tricks and things, but it feels, like you said, it feels special. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought, like, I could just add, if you wanted to, a little sugar around the rim or salt just to make it feel festive, you know, because I think that adds to the experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're drinking too, like what you're drinking out of, you know.
Yeah.
Who's like, it has to be a really fancy mug or, you know, or not.
Yep. All I know is that no matter what I'm drinking, if I'm just trying to get my water in for the day or making a fancy mocktail, what I'm drinking out of almost matters as much. That's why I'm not coming for anybody's throat who's getting a Stanley mug, you know, because if that's what it takes and you're going to drink more, that's 40 ounces.
Can we please not stampede at Target, though? I mean, I understand, and they're pretty, but if you can't get the red or pink one, like, just breathe. It's like, I was like, they're literally stampeding. Like, they are so fighting vulgar over these mugs. God.
This is like 1980 and Cabbage Patch dolls. Like,
Stanley CEO is a genius. He's over here like, yes.
Meanwhile, someone's grandpa got that olive green one.
Yes, from a camping trip.
From a camping trip, sitting down in his garage. And his granddaughter's like, I'm putting that on eBay.
Love it.
Okay. That is it for us this week. That is our thoughts on liquids.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Almost 40 minutes. You're welcome.
Look at that. We'd love to know your thoughts. What are you drinking? Or if you can't do straight water, what are you putting in your water? You're putting a little vodka in there. You could let us know.
We won't tell anyone. Ricky thought they were 0 points anyway.
That's right. It's water. All right? The time. Ricky's been drinking it at 0 because it's clear. So. Coffee. How are you doing your coffee? Are you turning your coffee into protein coffee by adding, you know, what's that stuff?
There's don't say cottage cheese.
No.
I was just making sure, you know, they're trying to make
premier protein. The premier protein. A premier lot of
protein.
Like, okay. Got it.
So this week we're going to make it about the drinkies. Okay. Let's talk drinkage. Let's talk about what you're drinking, special things that you're drinking, everyday drinking. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be about the drinkage.
So it's your pink cup.
Mm-hmm. And cup. Special cup. You know what? Let's do that this week, ladies.
Yes.
Let's have everybody post their cup, what they're drinking out of.
Your favorite cup. That's a good idea.
I love that.
Yes.
I love it.
And okay. Rick is like, if we don't choose a real WW Talk mug, then she's never talking to us again. So Erin, you already one up on me.
We don't even know where her mug is that she gave us.
I know where it is. I just didn't know we were bringing them out today.
Okay. I've got mine 2 weeks in a row holding strong here. All right. Come join us in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. You can find us on Instagram. Maybe make a story and tag us in your story and we'll repost to ours. YouTube. You can find us on YouTube within WW Connect. And I think that's everything.
And you can be a supporter if you want to.
Yeah.
Don't forget. You know, we have the link. I think it's the link in our Facebook group. You can see at the top of the page or in the About Me. But we're so appreciative of our supporters because that's how we continue to give you guys this great content.
Yep. We'll also have it in the show notes or if you're watching us or if you're listening to us on the podcast, and same thing on YouTube. The YouTube. All right. YouTube. Peace out, y'all. Bye.
Bye.